This next poem is truly special for me personally and for Born Free. It's by the brilliant wildlife pencil artist Gary Hodges. My husband Bill and I met Gary over 25 years ago, and ever since that time, he's been the most loyal, generous, modest, and self-effacing patron and helper of Born Free's work. You might be interested to know that next week, on the 19th of April, you'll be able to go and see his one-man show at the Mall Galleries in London. I do urge you to go, because some of his prints he's selling for quite a reasonable price, but it's not just that, it's about seeing his amazing work and the way he gets inside the soul of the animal that he's creating. So that is something special to look forward to. This poem, he hasn't actually even finalised the title, and he suggests two titles, Creation or Etched in Silver. I don't quite know which I think is the best, and that's not for me to say anyway, but I think the content is quite wonderful. Not only is he a brilliant artist, a pencil artist, but he creates wonderful word pictures as well. Soft white fibre before me, colour memories swirl inside, beauteous wild beast migrates from grey matter onto pristine cotton sheet. Pencil held in cradled hand, pinpoint poised to glide, make silvery marks across a silky smooth face for an animal outline defined. Stories told in endless grey, etched tone upon tone, breathing life and the gift of a voice for those who cannot speak. Form filled with shade and light, wrinkles, hair or hide, eyes shine like stars so bright, the pathway to the soul. Imagination leaping out blends patience, verve and fun. A million moments flutter by, and the drawing is finally done. Perfection is the higher goal one never can achieve. Keep on creating, touch soul to soul, so creatures may survive. We are guardians of the innocent, for bird and beast alike. From man's cruel greed, all things connect to the wondrous circle of life.